Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me, it's coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, lead to that secret, sacred place with you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you'll see me through.
And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. This is Blog Talk Radio, and this is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. And we honor Dr. Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. We have a spirit-filled lesson on today. We're going to get right into it. Announcements. Amazing Grace School of Ministries are conducting Old Testament survey classes every Thursday night via Zoom. Please email Dr. Maria Carey at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital Amazinggraceministries@gmail.com to register for Old Testament survey classes. And for more information, you can contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-750-7584. Consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc., and you can send that donation to P.O. Box 43-8411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. To those who have sent a donation, we thank you for undergirding this ministry. Thank you to those that have sent in your donations. They are much appreciated. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you. If you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text at 309-750-7584, or you can email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. We are on the air at 9 o'clock every Saturday morning. We have an exciting lesson, and you can tune in. You can click the link at http://tobtara.com/s/11991662. Today we have a word that will captivate your mind and break the yoke of bondage. Listen carefully. Take notes and study so that the word will be hidden in your heart. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth. The word is our weapon that we use against Satan. If the word is not in us, then there is no power or faith to believe that God is able to help and strengthen us. The lesson for last Saturday in this month is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit operating in my gifts, talents, and abilities. The text is from Romans 12:4-8, and this is the King James Version. We have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. Having been gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. 1 Corinthians 12:7, and this is the New Living Translation. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. Definition is the act, process, or instance of manifesting, the state of being manifested, an indication of the existence, reality, or presence of something. Manifestation law and legal definition that comes from the U.S. Legal Inc. Manifest readily perceived by the senses, especially by the sight, to make evidence or display. When you say gift, gift is a notable capacity, talent, or endowment, something voluntarily transferred by one person to another without compensation, the act, right, or power of giving. Operating means to control the functioning of a person, a machine, process, or system. On last week, we defined a term called the sense of self. In psychology, as the way a person thinks about and views his or her traits, beliefs, and purpose within the world. It's truly a dynamic and complicated concept because it covers both the inner and outer self. Sense of self in psychology, definition and development. The sense of self covers all three parts of the me, body, soul, and spirit. It's the integration of my mind, body, and spirit. It's the everyday function of the three. So we are created in the image of God. God himself triumphs. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has made us a three individual in nature, spirit, soul, and body. Let's look a little further. Genesis 1:26, and this is the Amplified Bible Classic Edition. It says, God says, let us, as the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, make mankind in our image, after our likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the tame beasts, and over all the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth. Body, soul, and spirit. Body, Greek soma. That part of man made from the elements of the earth, flesh and blood. Body, soul, and spirit. Where do they go when they die? Genesis 2:7-8. Then the Lord God formed man of the dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living creature. Soul, Greek psyche. Man's inner being, conscious awareness, heart. Matthew 10:28, Matthew records Jesus stating, "Don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They can't touch your soul." Soul is man's conscious awareness, integrating body, soul, and spirit. Outer man, material self, inner man, immaterial self. Brain, correlation between brain, physical, and mind functioning parts. Spirit, Greek pneuma. Referring to man's spirit, God created in him, which returns to God upon man's death. Ecclesiastes 12 and 7. Spirit, when ascribing to God, is generally translated as Spirit of God, Spirit of Christ, Holy Spirit, or capitalized as Spirit. The three parts of man, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, this is the Amplified Bible. "And may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through, separate you from profane things, make you pure and holy, consecrated to God. And may your spirit and soul and body be preserved sound and complete, found blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah." Three parts of the soul. Mark 12 and 30, this is the Amplified Bible. "And you shall love the Lord your God out of and with your whole heart, and out of and with all your soul, your life, and out of and with all your mind, with your faculty of your thoughts and your moral understanding, and out of and with all your strength. This is the first and principal commandment." The soul is also made in three parts, which is the mind, the will, and the emotion. The heart, in Jesus' statement, refers to the seat of emotion. The mind refers to the thoughts, and the strength refer to the will. So we can also identify with the following passage, 1 John 2:16. "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, craving for sensual gratification, the lust of the eye, greedy longings of the mind, and the pride of life, assurance in one's own resources, or in the stability of earthly things, these do not come from the Father, but are from the world itself." John is describing the negative things that come from those three areas of the soul: the lust of the flesh, for the emotions, the lust of the eye, from the mind, and the pride of life, from the will. Jesus was tempted in those areas of the soul, and he passed all the tests. But many good things come from those three areas of the soul. With the mind, we think and reason. With the will, we make decisions. And from the emotions comes our feelings. We need all three areas to operate well, to function normally in our talents and abilities. But sometimes we are also motivated by one area more than the other area. Sometimes the two out of the three areas seem to have a great influence in our lives. So the way we think, feel, and act is greatly influenced our gifts. The areas of the soul predominate and helps to explain why God has gifted us in specific ways. The Holy Spirit's spiritual gifts are spiritual working, gifts and abilities that God grants to every believer through grace and love to build up the church, bring people closer to God, and extend his kingdom, spreading the gospel. Real Christian is someone who has received gifts from the Holy Spirit for the purpose of passing them on to other people, to let the light of Christ shine through us. You do not have this as a personal gift inside you. It is something that is received from God and that will spiritually enrich and build up the person to whom you pass it on to. In other words, the Holy Spirit gives those special abilities to believers for the purpose of building up and extending the kingdom of God. Ultimately, the purpose of the spiritual gift is to enable God's will to be done on earth and to glorify his name. The purpose of the gift is therefore not simply something that is given to you, but which is given for the purpose of growing, equipping, building up, and blessing others. The believer is purely an instrument through which God works in another person's life, through his spirit. One could say that we are simply the postal worker delivering the gift parcels of God. No one can earn a gift by doing good works. God does not give spiritual gifts to people because a person is good or as a reward for a good life or spiritual maturity. God gives these power tools to whomever he wishes for the building of his kingdom. As believers, it is our task to be obedient, open, and receptive to being used by the Holy Spirit in God's service. We must be God-dependent and allow the Spirit to function through us with his gifts. In Romans 12, 6 through 8, the following spiritual gifts are named: the gift of serving, the gift of teaching, the gift of encouraging people, the gift of contributing to the needs of others, the gift of leadership, and the gift of showing mercy. No Christian may have all the spiritual gifts to the same extent in their lives. The Bible specifically teaches that the Spirit distributes these gifts as he wishes, because he knows what is necessary in every situation. God will use you based on his call in your life and your willingness to obey. The manifestation gifts, 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 11, the word of wisdom, prophecy, the word of knowledge, wisdom, discerning of spirits, interpretation of tongues, working of miracles, a varied distribution of full manifestation of the Spirit. Every Christian must be open to the concept of God making the spiritual gift function in and through them. Believers have different spiritual gifts, but the fruit of the Spirit shall be fully present in each believer. Please listen to previous blogs on the fruit of Spirit. Different people receive different gifts because God has a unique plan and purpose for every person, and he knows what gifts we need to be of service in his kingdom. Moreover, God knows us, what we will do, and our willingness to serve of the body of Christ. Remember, as I stated before, allowing the Holy Ghost to manifestation your gifts means. First, you need to pray and seek God to show you your gifts. If you are called of God, he will equip you with spiritual gifts. But he gives spiritual gifts to stand in the office he has called you into. Then allow the anointing of the Holy Spirit to work in that gift. The Holy Ghost gives discernment and understanding as how we are display our spiritual gifts. When you allow the manifestation, you permit the Holy Ghost to operate in that area of your life. You must know where God has called you. Then you must pray and be endowed with the power of the Holy Ghost and its anointing. In conclusion, once you trust Christ as your Savior, you are blessed and receive spiritual gifts that motivate you supernaturally. Everyone has been gifted with both natural, that's personal type, and supernatural, that's spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts are divine enablements and endowments that make you valuable to the body of Christ. Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord God, before we begin to ask you for anything, God, we thank you for everything. Lord God, we thank you for who you are. You are truly the Lord of Lords. You are the King of Kings. You are the Everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. Thank you on this morning, Lord God. Lord God, you are majestic, and we love you, God. Lord God, we thank you for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit operating in my gifts, talents, and abilities. Lord God, we ask you to look on Dr. Carrie, Lord God. Lord God, bless her in her future endeavors, God. And then, Lord God, we ask you to look on the listeners, Lord God, one by one, name by name, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to look on the bereaved families on today, Lord God. Lord God, look on those that sick and afflicted, Lord God. We ask you to touch. Touch from the crown of the head, God, to the sole of the feet, God. Oh, God, we need a touch on today, God. Touch like never before, God. Oh, God, do for us what only you can do, God. And then, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to just forgive us. Forgive us for any sins we have committed, God. Forgive us for any shortcomings that we have come across, God. And then, Lord God, we just thank you. We just can't thank you enough, God. Oh, God, if we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough, God. But, God, we know that you are still in control in spite of what it looks like, God. You are in control, God. And we thank you on this morning, God. I thank you on this morning, God. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for your presence right now, God. Then, Lord God, be with us, Lord God. Be with us in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for tuning in on this morning to Blog Talk Radio, where Dr. Maria Carey is your host and yours truly, evangelist and missionary Terry Rogers, is your co-host. Tune in next week, same time. Dr. Carey will be returning with another exciting lesson. Remember, if you were blessed by the show today, we would love to hear from you. Text Dr. Carey at 309-750-7584, or you can email her at amazinggraceministry@gmail.com. That's capital A, amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. Enjoy the remainder of your day. Please wear your mask, wash your hands, and practice social distancing. Be blessed.